Marketing for remodelers. Turn your best work into your best lead source. You do some of the best remodeling work in your market. Clients rave about the kitchen. The addition came in on time and on budget. The bathroom photos get shared around the neighborhood, and somehow the phone is still not ringing the way it should. While a competitor, whose work you have walked through and quietly winced at, stays fully booked. This is the central frustration of remodeling marketing, and it runs through the contractor forums like a recurring theme. Owners on Contractor Talk note it plainly. A good website, steady Google reviews, and before and after photos of real projects bring in more quality leads than any paid lead service. But getting there takes consistency you rarely have while you are running a project. So the marketing drifts, the referrals plateau, and you stay the best kept secret in your trade area. The honest context is that the competition has also gotten harder. According to the National Association of Home Builders, remodeling firms grew from 69,000 in 2000 to 128,000 at the start of 2025. The number of firms competing for the same homeowners has roughly doubled in a generation. At the same time, demand is real and growing. The NAHB Westlake Royal Remodeling Market Index read 64 in the fourth quarter of 2025, well above the 50 threshold that separates favorable conditions from unfavorable. And NAHB projects' residential remodeling activity will grow 3% in 2026 on an inflation-adjusted basis. This is the remodeling-specific version of marketing that works. Not a generic contractor playbook, but how marketing actually functions for a business where the projects run tens of thousands of dollars, the buying cycle stretches over weeks, and the homeowner needs to trust you with their home before they hand you a check. Get this right, and the referral ceiling stops being the ceiling on your year. Why remodeling is a different marketing challenge than other trades. Consider how differently a remodeling client buys compared to someone who needs an emergency HVAC repair or a clogged drain fixed. The emergency trade customer decides in minutes, sometimes seconds, and the contractor who answers first and looks credible usually wins. A homeowner planning a kitchen remodel, an addition, or a master bath renovation makes a much slower, more careful decision. According to the 2025 House and Home Study, the median spend on renovations in 2024 was $20,000, and that is the median, not the high end. Major remodels of smaller kitchens, under 200 square feet, hit a median of $35,000, up 9% year over year. Major primary bathroom remodels hit a median of $17,000, up 13%. At those dollar amounts, the homeowner is not picking who to call in 5 minutes. They research for weeks, look at multiple firms, and vet hard before they let anyone into the house. That research process almost always starts online now. They search for remodelers in their city, look at websites, read reviews, compare before and after photos, and build a mental shortlist before they call anyone. The firm that shows up clearly in that research phase and looks like a confident, documented specialist is the one that earns the inquiry. The firm that does not show up, or shows up poorly, never gets the chance to bid, no matter how good the crew is. Referrals are powerful, but they have a ceiling. Every successful remodeler runs on referrals for the first few years, and for good reason. A referred lead arrives pre-convinced that you do good work, is far less likely to price shop you against three other bids, and tends to produce better clients because the person who sent them already knows what to expect. Referrals are the best leads in the business. The problem is their ceiling. Referrals only reach people who know someone who has hired you. The homeowner planning a major kitchen renovation across town, with exactly the budget you want and exactly the project you do best, has never heard your name. She is not in anyone's network that connects to you. She is going to Google, searching for a remodeling contractor in her city, and calling whoever shows up, looks credible, and has the project photos that match what she is imagining. Owners on Contractor Talk say it directly. A good website and Google reviews bring in quality leads on their own. The best operators combine referrals with an owned pipeline, so the work you did for the last client is introducing you to the next one who has never met anyone you know. Word of mouth gets you to a certain volume. Search is how you grow past it. Your project portfolio is the single most persuasive marketing asset you own. In most trades, the work is invisible to the customer once it is done. A well-plumbed house does not look different from a poorly plumbed one. A strong electrical system looks the same from the living room as a weak one. In remodeling, the work is the product, and it is visible, photographable, and shareable. That is your greatest marketing asset, and most remodelers significantly underuse it. Before and after photos are the most direct answer a cautious homeowner has to the question, can this contractor actually do a job like mine? A photo of a kitchen that looks like the one she is imagining, in a house that feels like her house, answers that question better than any sales copy, any testimonial, and any conversation with a salesperson. It is proof. And proof is what justifies a price and wins the trust that earns the call. The practical approach the best remodelers use is straightforward. Photograph every project before work begins and again after it is done, from the same angles so the change is easy to see. Take both wide shots showing the whole room and close shots showing the craftsmanship details that distinguish your work. Then use those photos in two places, your website, on a page for each major project type and city you serve, and your Google Business Profile, where they function as a live portfolio for homeowners vetting you in search. 3 to 5 short project stories, each with a before and after set, a one-paragraph description of the scope and any specific challenges you solved, and the name of the town where the work happened, are worth more than most contractors spend on paid advertising in a year. They do not expire, they do not cost per click, and they compound over time as you add to them. What a remodeling client actually searches. Homeowners searching for a remodeler are not searching one way. They arrive through different queries depending on where they are in the research process, and each type of query is best captured by a different page. A single homepage that says, "Quality remodeling serving the area," answers none of them well. By project type and city, kitchen remodeling contractor city, bathroom renovation city, home addition contractor city. This is where most high-intent research starts. The homeowner knows the project and wants to find a specialist near them. By cost question, kitchen remodel cost city. How much does a bathroom renovation cost? Home addition cost estimate. Top of funnel research, often searched weeks before anyone calls. The remodeler who answers this question plainly earns trust early and stays on the homeowner's list when it is time to choose. By qualification check, licensed remodeling contractor city. Best remodeler near me. The homeowner is building a shortlist and checking credentials. This is where a complete Google Business Profile and strong reviews do the work. By specific feature or style, design build remodeling city, whole house remodel city, open concept kitchen remodel. These searches come from homeowners who know what they want and are looking for a specialist, not a generalist. Each of those is a page on your website and an optimized section of your Google profile, not a hope. The remodeler who has a page titled Kitchen Remodeling in City, with a before and after portfolio for that project type, and a separate page for bathroom renovations and another for additions, gives Google a specific, clear reason to show them for each search. The firm with one generic homepage is invisible for all of them, regardless of the quality of the work. The remodeling marketing playbook, in order. Work through these in order. The profile and review fundamentals apply to every trade, so we keep them brief and link the full guide below. The rest are specific to how remodeling clients research and decide. Set your Google Business Profile primary category precisely. Set your service area to the cities you actually work in. This is your strongest relevant signal for discovery searches. The full profile setup, name, address, phone consistency, and the three factors Google uses to rank local results are covered in our guide on local SEO for contractors, linked below. Build a project portfolio on your site organized by project type and city. For each major type you do, kitchens, bathrooms, additions, full home remodels, create a page with 3 to 5 before and after project sets, a short description of the scope, and any interesting challenges you solved, and the name of the town. This is how a homeowner who is serious about a kitchen renovation in your city finds you and trusts you before they ever call. Create a cost and scope answer page. How much does a kitchen remodel cost in city is one of the most searched questions in your trade. The remodeler who answers it plainly and honestly, including the range from modest to major, ranks for that search and earns the trust of homeowners still in the planning stage. Do not be afraid of the honest numbers. The homeowner who finds your honest estimate, aligns it with their budget, and calls you is a far better lead than one who calls surprised by your price. Win reviews that describe the project and the place. For the system that makes reviews steady and descriptive, see our guide on how to get Google reviews that win jobs. Respond fast and first. On Contractor Talk, experienced remodelers note that many homeowners will hire whoever responds thoughtfully and first. Remodeling is a high trust decision, but speed still matters. A homeowner who sends 3 inquiry forms and gets 1 reply in an hour and 2 replies the next day is already warming to the fast responder before any proposal is discussed. Stay active in the slow months. A Google Business profile that posts a new project photo, a profile update, or a short FAQ answer every few weeks stays relevant and current in Google's eyes. The profiles that go quiet drift in ranking against the ones that keep moving, even when the posting is simple and brief. For the profile, citation, and review fundamentals that sit under this remodeling playbook, our guide on local SEO for contractors walks through how Google decides who shows up and how to set the foundation right. Build that base, then layer the remodeling-specific portfolio and project pages above it. Why most remodelers stay invisible online? Here is the honest part. Every step above is real, and it works. And most remodeling owners know they should do it. The reason they do not is simple. They are running projects. The before and after photos from last spring's kitchen renovation are still on someone's phone. The project pages for bathrooms and additions were never written. The reviews trickle in from whoever remembers to leave one without being asked. The Google profile has a photo from 2 years ago. That drift is exactly when the firm down the road that keeps its portfolio current starts winning the considered projects. In remodeling, the gap does not show up as a missed service call. It shows up as a $50,000 kitchen that goes to a competitor whose work is no better than yours, but whose online presence makes a more current, more confident case. The homeowner never saw your best work because you never put it where they were looking. The gap we built our products to close. If you want to get this right without spending a weekend guessing, the Digital Positioning Playbook is where to start. It runs a live scan of your real remodeling website, scores the 6 things homeowners and Google judge when they find you, and gives you a step-by-step plan tuned to your trade. You will see exactly where your project pages are missing, where your proof of past work is hard to find, and what to fix first. One afternoon, $27, and the diagnosis is done. Keeping the portfolio current after that, the fresh project pages added as you finish new work, the steady reviews from every happy client, the profile that stays active through the slow months, is the ongoing part that eats most remodelers' time right when they have the least of it. That is what Growth Autopilot handles. It runs a live scan of your real site and your local competitors each week, finds where you are losing the visibility and credibility comparison, and drafts the project showcase posts, profile updates, and review requests that keep your best work in front of the homeowners deciding. You approve every piece. Nothing goes out without your review. The Marketing Command Center inside it gives you a live visibility score, so you can watch the number move as your presence grows, instead of guessing whether any of it is working. Homeowners are also increasingly starting their contractor research with AI assistants, not just Google. The same portfolio-rich, clearly structured, well-reviewed presence is what gets you surfaced there too. For that side of the picture, see our guide on how to get your home service business found by AI search. The bottom line. You already have the raw material for the best marketing in your market. Finished kitchens, completed bathrooms, additions that changed how a family lives in their home. The homeowner across town who is planning a project just like those is searching for someone to do it. The only question is whether they find you, or find the competitor who documented their work and put it where the search happens. Referrals build a strong foundation. An owned pipeline of project-specific pages, consistent reviews, and an active profile is how you build past the ceiling they set. Do the work your clients already praise, then make sure the next client can find it.